Lekutas Sichas Chelek Yudalad Parshas Hazinu Sicha Beis Isav Gemara. The Gemara tells us Menayin Lebirchas HaTayra Lefaneha Min HaTayra. How do we know that making a bracha before you learn Tayra is Min HaTayra, that you have to, the Tayra says that you should do that? Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, Yishem Hashem Ekra, the name of Hashem I will call out to, Habo Gadol Elohenu Keinu, bring greatness to Hashem. In other words, to praise Hashem, to make a bracha on before you invoke the name of Hashem through learning Torah, you should first make a bracha. V'hinim ezeh sheyesh limud miyuchad benegei lebirchas haTorah. From the fact that there is a special teaching, you need a pasuk and so on, that you make a bracha before you learn Torah. Although it would seem that it's already included, just like you make a bracha on every mitzvah that you perform, as is well known. So before you perform the mitzvah of studying Torah, you also have to make a bracha. Why do we need a special pasuk for it, a special teaching for it? Mashma, from this it would seem, the birchas haTorah zu sheinu mebirchas haMitzvahs, that this bracha on the Torah is different from all the other mitzvahs, birchas haMitzvahs, because it needs a special teaching. So what is the difference? Yesh leimad achiluku, one could say that the difference is the birchas haMitzvahs hi ha'idol HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Hashem HaKadosh Yisod HaMitzvah. The making a bracha on all the mitzvahs is where we thank Hashem for allowing us to connect to Him through these mitzvahs. But the bracha on Torah is not just I'm fulfilling a mitzvah and therefore I'm connected to Hashem, but it's a bracha thanking Hashem for the learning of Torah, for giving us the gift of Torah in particular. Besides for the fact that Torah, by learning Torah you're fulfilling a mitzvah, just the idea that you're able to learn Torah is in itself something that Hashem is worthy of praise for and thanks for. As we see also that the bracha on the Torah is Asher Bocha Banu Mekol HaAmim and so on, not Asher Kedushanu Metzoyza V'Tzivanu, like all the other mitzvahs. So there's a difference in the Lashon. Obviously there's a difference in the type of bracha that we're making and the reason for the bracha, the meaning of the bracha. And this can also be seen from the wording of the Alter Rebbe in Shulchan Aruch. He says there, that a person should see to it that this dear thing to Hashem, this dear object to Hashem, that he used to, mishtasheh is a hard thing to entertain himself with all day, on the, you know, before he gave the Torah to us, chashuva be'enav levarich aleha. It's that important. Should be that important to the yid. Levarich aleha besimcha yoser ma'al kol anoa shebe'olam. Therefore, we make this bracha with a joy that is greater than any pleasure that we can take from anything in the world. Is the pleasure that we have for having the Torah and being able to study the Torah. The mizem, this is what Alter Rebbe says. The mizem mashma. So from these words you can see shabracha yal etzem inyan haTorah shenasan lanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is a thanks for the Hashem giving us the Torah. Not that it's a mitzvah and therefore through the mitzvah you're connected to Hashem. The Torah is something that dear and special that we thank Him for giving us the Torah in particular. Al derech birchas hanenin, similar in a way to when we make a bracha on eating something that you enjoy in this world. So it's not that the bracha is, I have the privilege, I have the opportunity to be able to enjoy this particular thing. So that's the kind of bracha that we make on the Torah too. We have the privilege and the opportunity to be able to study Torah, as opposed to making a bracha on a lulav, which is a bracha for Hashem gave us a mitzvah. We can connect to Hashem through the mitzvah. V'hinei kosov admor hazaken. Now also the Alter Rebbe writes, Noshim mevorches birchas haTorah, that women also make the bracha on these birchas haTorah, sharei chayobes lilmed mitzvahs shalahem, because women also are obligated to study those mitzvahs which they have to fulfill, lay the heich lasaisam, to know how to fulfill them, the heich lizor mekol loisase, and also how to avoid committing violating any loisase shemel lizor is ben kanosh b'chulu, which they are also obligated to do, just like the men and so on. So women are also obligated to study Torah, therefore they can also make the birchas haTorah. Al pi anal, but according to what we just said. The birchas haTorah loy mipnei chiyuv hamitzvah shel Talmud Torah, that when we make the birchas haTorah asher bachabanu, it's not because there is a mitzvah to study Torah and therefore you're making the bracha because Hashem gave you this mitzvah to fulfill. Ki birchas hamitzvahs, in which way it would be similar to all other birchas hamitzvahs. Rather, el al etzemein in the Talmud Torah, we said that the bracha on the Torah was more on the Torah itself, the gift of the Torah. It is this gift of the Torah which causes us, which obligates us to make this birchas haTorah. So if so, even if the women did not have this obligation to study their mitzvahs, they would also be obligated to make this bracha for the gift of Torah that Hashem has given, whether they are obligated to study it or not. It has nothing to do with the obligation of Torah, according to what we said before. Because that which the Gemara said as the reason why we make the bracha on the Torah, so that should apply to them too, regardless of whether they have an obligation to study Torah. So what is the connection between the two? The Yuvan Bahagdim Akasha. So this will be understood by first explaining another question. It would seem that there shouldn't be a time. When do we make Birchas HaTorah? In the morning, by Birchas HaShachar. There shouldn't be a specific time when we make a fixed time for making Birchas HaTorah. Ella, rather, when should it be made? B'chol eisha ba adam luma Torah. Whenever a person sits down to learn Torah, hayachayiv lebarach, that's when he should make the bracha. Oy leidach gisor, on the other hand, maybe al pia nal the birchas haTorah al etzem inyan shenosel lanos Torah. If, as we said before, the bracha of the Torah is just generally thanking Hashem for the great gift of the Torah, then it would seem the other way. You would have to make that bracha once, and once you've made the bracha once, thank you for giving us this great gift, then you don't have to make the bracha again. Or maybe once a year you make this bracha because it's unrelated to an actual fulfillment of the mitzvah of learning Torah. It's just thanking Hashem for a gift. And there are certain mitzvahs that you have to do once in a while, like let's say Timche Zecher Amalek. So we once a year we read Parshas Zecher. Once a year. You don't have to read it or make it like, you know, fulfill the mitzvah every single day. You do it once for a large amount of time. So maybe that should be when you should make the Birchas HaTorah. Omnam, however, la'halacha nifsag, but we know that the halacha says that the b'chlau mevarach adam Birchas HaTorah rak pa'am achas lefnei ha'limit b'tchilus hayom, that generally speaking, even though there are differences in some people that learn Torah less often and therefore they may have to make a bracha more often, but generally speaking, a person makes the bracha only once at the beginning of the day. And he makes the bracha once and learns something immediately, and then that bracha extends for the rest of the day. Even if he stopped learning in the middle and went to do something else and then comes back to learn later, doesn't have to make another bracha. It's all included in that first bracha. V'kosev Admor Hazok, and Alter Rebbe writes, at least according to one opinion, it brings two opinions about this, but according to the first opinion, im hu adam shedragil lilmaid, if it's a person that is accustomed to learning constantly all the time, and even when he has to go to work, mimar lasis tzrochav, he rushes and does his whatever he has to do, he takes care of it quickly, in order to be able to go back to learning. So Eisig Zeh Eina Chashuv Hefsig, for that reason, this, even if he goes to work and he spends a long time at work, but since he goes to work only as an interruption from his learning, and the minute he can get back to learning, he goes back to learning, so then it's not called an interruption. And he does Kimish of Shah Shu Misasig by Daite Alamuda, because even when he's busy working, also his mind is really looking forward to the time when he'll be able to go back to learn. So it's not called that he interrupted his learning, at least not that he would have to make another bracha. V'u'adin l'merchatz, and the same is true even if he went into a bathhouse. Sheba'ayde b'merchatz, that while he is in the bathhouse, u'be'sakisei, or alternatively, if a person goes to the bathroom, einem asir daite melilmed achakach. Of course, when he's in the bathhouse or in the bathroom, he can't learn, but he is always looking forward to go back to learning. V'cheinim yashen, and even if he sleeps, shinas are eina chashuva hefsik. If it's a nap, if he's taking a nap, then that's not considered a hefsik, a break, and he doesn't have to make a bracha after. Avol yashen shinas kva, but if a person lay down to sleep for an extended period, chashuva hefsik, then that would be considered a hefsik, and he would have to make again. That's one opinion. V'achakach, the Rebbe also brings in the other opinion. Kaisav Deyabez, he brings another opinion. V'yash Eimrim, however, some say, says the Alter Rebbe, Shabirchas HaTeira hi kibirchas HaShachar, that Birchas HaTeira is like the Birchas HaShachar, Shalei Tikno Oisei L'Pam Echad B'Yoyim, that it was only established once, and that even if you interrupt in the middle, it doesn't matter that you interrupted, it's only done once a day, and you don't have to go back to making the bracha even if you slept for an extended period or other breaks which might be considered breaks. The cheinog, when this is actually the minig is like this deya beis, that we make it only once at the beginning of the day and we don't go back to make it again. So therefore we have to understand the negeya l'tefillin in regards to tefillin pasuk admor azok and alter Rebbe paskins that mi shecholatz his tefillah, if somebody took off his tefillin in the middle of the day, b'hoye b'daitai, and he has a mind to put it back on, im b'shas chalitza tefillin hoye daitai lachzor olan nicham miyad, if at the time when he took them off he intended to put them back on right away as soon as he finished doing what he has to do without them, he indeed puts them on immediately, doesn't have to make the bracha on the tefillin again. But if a person went to the bathroom in the meantime, since at that time when he's in the bathroom, he wasn't able to wear the tefillin in the bathroom, so therefore it doesn't help that in his mind he intends to put them back on as soon as he goes out, because now he's not permitted to be wearing them, and therefore he must make a bracha on the tefillin again when he puts them on after he leaves the bathroom, as if he didn't have it in mind to put them on, and therefore you would think that he doesn't have to make a bracha. No, it doesn't help, because he was not able to wear them in the bathroom, and therefore he has to make a bracha again. So that's what the Alter Rebbe says about tefillin. Well, why is it that by Birchas HaTorah the Alter Rebbe paskins that even if he went to a bathhouse or to a bathroom and he doesn't have to go back, it's not considered an interruption, or that he took his mind off his learning and he doesn't have to make a bracha again? So he says in parentheses, Umashal deya habeis gamim hifsig b'shinas kva in tzaruch lazer levarich. And although, according to the second opinion that he mentioned before, even if he slept for an extended period and he slept for a long time, he still doesn't have to make the bracha again. Hadeis alayim ipnei leya behefsig. The reason over there is not because it's not considered a hefsig. Even a long sleep is not considered a hefsik. That's not what he's saying. What the second opinion says is we don't care that he made a hefsik. It doesn't matter that you make a hefsik. And therefore, even if a person goes to the bathroom or a person sleeps for an extended period, it doesn't matter. A hefsik does not obligate you to make the bracha again. Because, as the second opinion says, the brachas of the Torah are like the brachas ha-shachar. So even if somebody went to sleep again in the middle of the day, he doesn't have to make a bracha zoykif kefufim, or if he got dressed again during the day, he doesn't have to make the bracha for dressing, that Hashem dresses the naked. Because you make it only once a day. Brachas ha-Torah is the same way, even if you make an interruption, and you didn't learn, and you couldn't learn, and so on, for even a long time, it doesn't matter. A hefsek doesn't matter. But according to the first opinion, where it is all about a hefsek, so then why is going to the bathroom not considered a hefsek? Ein lechalik. And one cannot say that the difference is the tefillin shiny. The tefillin is different. Because by tefillin, it's not permitted for you to be wearing tefillin in the bathroom. You must take it off. The truth is, Sharei Gam Talmud Torah Dina came, because the same is true for learning Torah too. Ukipsak Admor HaZaken, as the Alter Rebbe says in Paskins, Kol Inyan Shu Medivrei HaKadosh, anything which is considered to be holy, Asa La'Imra Bebeis HaKisa, you're not allowed to say it, utter it in the bathroom, or Bebeis HaMerchatz, or in a bathhouse. Vafilu Lahara B'Libay Asa Rafilu B'Divrei Torah, and even to think in your mind, without saying it, you're not allowed to do it in the bathroom, and so on. So therefore, it's also prohibited to be learning in the bathroom. So therefore, that can't be the difference between why tefillin, you have to make a bracha after the bathroom, and Torah, you don't have to make a bracha. So the question is, why is there a difference between tefillin and learning, that you do have to make a bracha on tefillin again, but you don't have to make the bracha on Birchas HaTorah again? V'hinei Gimel. We find a particular din that relates to tefillin, that when a person is wearing tefillin, you're not allowed to take your mind off the tefillin at all. The Kosev Admor HaZaken, the Alter Rebbe writes, you're not allowed to take your mind off your tefillin. You have to be constantly aware, a specific awareness that you're wearing tefillin. And we learned this from a Kalvachaymer from the tzitz. The tzitz is what the Kohen Gadol wore. On the tzitz it said, Kodesh Lashem, holy unto Hashem. So he says the Kalvachaymer from the tzitz is, in the tzitz it said only one time Hashem's name. In the tefillin it says countless times the name of Hashem. So if the tzitz, you weren't, the Kohen Gadol was not allowed to take his mind off the tzitz, even for a moment, the pasuk says it has to be on his forehead always. From this, the Gemara learns that he has to be constantly aware that it's on his forehead, meaning he's not allowed to be masir das. So if the tzitz is that way, then tefillin, for sure, you're not allowed to take your mind off it. That's the kalvachayma from the tzitz. The ene nikres chadas, elak shayma b'scheike kalus reish chulu. The Alter Rebbe says that it's not called that you took your mind off it only if you put yourself in a frame of mind of lightheadedness, laughter, and so on, something which is not appropriate for tefillin. But when a person is in a mode of reverence, but he's busy doing something else while he's wearing the tefillin, even though he's busy doing something else, and he's not thinking right now about his tefillin because he's busy doing something else, that the Alter Rebbe says is not called taking your mind off your tefillin. However, it is of course a better degree of attention to the tefillin if you literally don't take your mind off it. In other words, don't do anything else in your tefillin, if possible, because that will, of course, take your mind off your tefillin. But it's not a halacha, it's a mitzvah min ha'ofcher. We have to remember that this is also addressing people that wore tefillin all day. So they had to be doing other things while they were wearing tefillin. So this leaves a question. Yesod ha'isurhu kanal. The basis of the prohibition to take your mind off your tefillin is based on what it says about the Kal V'Chaymer Mitzitz. the kavachemif and the tzitz matzitz amra teira v'hayal mitzchit tamid. The Torah says that it should be on his forehead always. That he shouldn't take his mind off it at all. Tefillin, which has many mentions of Hashem's name, alachas kam v'kame, how much more so that you're not allowed to take your mind off it. The lama loy yikare hesachadas rakishayimid b'schayik l'kalus reish. Why then should it be considered hesachadas only if you put yourself into a frame of mind of mocking or laughing or so on? Avol kisha oisig, but if you're doing something else, the ain daite al tefillin mamish, and you're not thinking at that time of the tefillin, ain zanikar eschadas, that is not considered eschadas. By the tzitz, that would be considered eschadas. Over there, it's literally that he has to be thinking about it all the time. So why does tefillin not need that kind of attention? Why does the Alter Rebbe say that it's only if you're putting yourself into a completely different type of frame of mind? It would be possible, at least with difficulty, to answer that according to this opinion, din hesachadas betfilin einish leisir daite kipshutay. The meaning of hesachadas betfilin doesn't mean that you're not allowed to take your mind off it at all. Ela gidrei, but what is the meaning of hesachadas? Hesach lekotza hahafchi the simas das. Hesachadas means taking yourself away from this extreme of being cognizant and paying attention to your tefillin and putting yourself into the exact opposite frame of mind, kigoin schoik v'kalos reish, like being in a joking mood or so on. Sheheim bizoyin la tefillin sholav, which are they shame, they insult the tefillin that you're wearing to be in such a frame of mind while you're wearing tefillin. So that's what's called hesachadas, taking yourself out of the general mood and the frame of mind of tefillin and going into the opposite extreme. In other words, that you're putting yourself into a frame of das which is the opposite of the frame of das of tefillin, and that's what's called hesachadas. The leirak hesachadas, and it's not just if you are thinking of something else, but you're in a general sense of reverence of Hashem over the tefillin that you're wearing, but you just have to pay attention to something else right now, that they say is not called hesachadas. So maybe that could be the answer. But you can't say that that is what the Alter Rebbe means. Key, because in addition to the question that we asked before, that by the tzitz it meant literally that he has to be thinking about the tzitz all the time. In addition to that, he also writes, he says you're not allowed to take your mind off the tefillin while you're wearing them, even for one moment. And these words, even for one moment, are not actually in the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, which usually the Alter Rebbe generally follows the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch. But here he adds those words. From this it seems that he seems to be tying it to something very, very serious. Even for one moment means to say that the hesachadas is more literal, not just that you shouldn't put yourself into the opposite frame of mind. It would seem that it means more that his mind should be on the tefillin, he shouldn't take his mind off the tefillin at all, and not just to say that hesachadas means to say that you shouldn't put yourself in the opposite frame of mind. From the Alter Rebbe it seems that that's not what he means. Babir calls it. So the explanation of all this is b'mitzvah tefillin yes beis inyanim. In regards to tefillin, there are two sides to the tefillin. Number one, hanachas tefillin, the mitzvah of putting on tefillin, just putting on the boxes and straps on your hand and head. That's one part of the mitzvah. Then there is a second dimension to the mitzvah, which is kavonas hamitzvah, the meaning behind the mitzvah, or the kavana that the person has to have while he is doing the mitzvah of putting on the tefillin, which is l'shabed alev ha'mayach, to dedicate his heart and his mind to Hashem Haneshama Shiba Mayach, the neshama which is in the heart, and so on. Libay Shagam Zeo Chelik Bekim HaMitzvah. This is also very much part of the mitzvah of tefillin. That the tefillin are there, the hand tefillin, the arm tefillin are there, opposite the heart, to dedicate your heart to Hashem. The tefillin on the head is to dedicate your heart, your head, your mayach, your thinking to Hashem. V'hine gamim ein daitei al tefillin. And even if a person is not thinking at the time about his tefillin, ein ze begeder hesach adas vehesek ba'anochas tefillin. That, of course, does not remove, take away the fact that you are actually wearing your tefillin. The part of the putting on the tefillin or wearing the tefillin still exists. You are wearing them whether you're thinking about them or not. Because the very fact that they're on you, you're fulfilling a mitzvah all that whole time. And therefore, in regards to the bracha that you made on putting on the tefillin, the fact that you took your mind off them, but the fact that you're still wearing them, still extends the performance of the mitzvah to the bracha that you made before you were performing them. Ulam kishecheletes atfillin. But then, when you remove the tefillin, harebaza nifsek oshechusay latfillin. By removing the tefillin, of course, you disconnect yourself from the tefillin. You're no longer wearing them. And therefore, when you put them on again, you have to make the bracha again because the previous mitzvah was interrupted. And now, when you're putting them on again, you have to make the bracha again. Unless you actually had in mind constantly that you are going to put them back on. So then it doesn't interrupt your connection between the mitzvah and the bracha. Noisav loze. In addition to this, af im hoye bedaite la nicham elo sh'asa tzrocha bintayim. But even if you had a mind to put them on, to put them on again, but in the meantime you did stuff that you, in the meantime you were busy doing other things, like going to work, kivin sh'be esahi loy hoye yochel anich tefillin. Oh, sorry. Oshet Srochov, meaning to say that if a person went to the bathroom in the meantime, Kivin Shabbaesahi Loyhoye Yochel Aniach Tefillin, since at that time he was not able to put on the tefillin, he wasn't permitted to wear the tefillin then, Einemoyel Mashoye B'daite Lachzal Nicham. It doesn't help anymore that you still intended to put him on afterwards, Kima'acha Shabbat Sorech Liz Behemshech Lebracha, because the point here in as far as the bracha, whether the bracha, the original bracha, still extends to the later wearing of the tefillin, is what we're discussing here. So since, even though you thought to put it back on, but since there has to be a continuum between the bracha and the later putting on of the tefillin, in other words, that there has to be a continuation from the bracha to having worn before, and then the fact that you're putting it on now. The fact that you have it in mind that you're still going to put them back on again, if you want that to be connected to the bracha that you made before, it has to be in such a way that you can actually wear them at this time. And then it's not called disconnected from the previous bracha. But if there is a time that you're not able to put on the tefillin light because you're in the bathroom, it doesn't help that you still want to put them on because now you cannot be putting them on. Therefore, the bracha is disconnected from the later time that you're going to be putting on the tefillin. V'hine, mikivah she'echad mechalokei ha-mitzvah hi ha-kavona, and since one of the dimensions, the inyonim of the putting on tefillin is to dedicate your heart and your mind, the kavona of that, muvan she'gam zeh tzarachli is called es kiyum ha-mitzvah. We understand that frame of mind has to be there the whole time when you're wearing the tefillin as well. Omnam, however, Mekiv and Shiva Esa Nocha Hesele Kavana Zud Shiva Aleba Mayach, since at the time when you put on the tefillin, you did think that, you did have that Kavana, Umitzad Kavana Zuare, who Oimid Beyira, and because of this Kavana, you put yourself into this frame of mind of reverence of Hashem and dedication and so on. Agam, Hini, Gam Bematzav the Stam Habo Laachrov. Therefore, even in a neutral time, in other words, when you're not specifically thinking, I must dedicate my heart and my mind, you're not thinking that at the time. Even though you're doing other things, you're busy doing other things, and you're not thinking about your tefillin at this time, in other words, you're not thinking the kavana of tefillin. Nimshecha kavana. The kavana that you had at the time when you were putting on the tefillin continues on for the whole time that you're wearing them. It's not as if you removed your mind from that original kavana, as we say, by learning Torah Lishma. There is a similar concept that a person should be learning Torah Lishma, in which it said that when is the main time when you must be thinking lishma in a way that's la'akev, that this is essential to the learning, is only at the time when you start learning. As you sit down to learn, as you prepare to learn, you should be dedicated, saying that I'm learning it for the sake of Hashem because it's a mitzvah and so on. Just like in the case of a get, the Sefer Torah, when you write, a person writes a get or a person writes a Sefer Torah, shetzrichim lishma la'akev, that over there it has to be, let's say in the case of a get, it has to be written by the Sefer for this particular woman. And if you don't have that in mind, if he doesn't know who it's for, then it's a apostle get. And it's enough that he says at the beginning of when he starts writing, or in the case of the Sefer Torah, it has to also be written Lishma. So it's enough that as you sit down to write it, either the Sefer Torah or the Get, you can say, I am writing it for the sake of the holiness of the Sefer Torah, or by the case of a get, I'm writing it for this particular man and this particular woman. And it's enough if you said it at the beginning. And the same with Limud HaTorah, that at the beginning of learning, that's when you have to have in mind Lishma. And similarly, by the tefillin, that it's at the beginning, when you had them, you're in mind at the beginning, it's nimshach throughout the time of wearing the tefillin. So how much more so, certainly then, by tefillin, shehes chadas hu bekesherim shimud bechlau sis v'stomei damayr v'alev, that the dedication we talk about is about the general state of the mayach and the lev. It's not about a particular thing about the mayach and the lev. So therefore, if it's enough that you have to think about a man and a woman, about in the case of a get, it's enough to think about it just at the beginning. So in the by tefillin, where it's a general sense of my heart and mind should be dedicated, so for sure it's good enough. And it's still connected to that original thought at the beginning, even when you're thinking about something else during wearing the tefillin. Chama makulam tzitz, and more strict, more stringent than all of these is the tzitz. The after shovel the tefillin, that even though it has a certain similarity to tefillin, the hesach adas kosher baskara shabahem, as we know that the reason that you have to have focus and you're not allowed to have hesach adas is because of the Hashem's name, the holiness of Hashem's name, which is contained therein, as the Gemara draws the comparison between the two. So it has a certain similarity to tefillin. But still, by tzitz, there is an additional dimension to it, which is that its purpose is that the tzitz is meant to bring atonement for certain parts of the karbonos which were brought in an inappropriate way. There was something deficient, so the tzitz is mechaper, the tzitz brings atonement for that. Karban mesuyim b'zman mesuyim, it's about a particular carbon at a particular time, and that has to be atoned for. So it needs more specific, it needs more specific das, attention. It's not just general state of like by tefillin, general state of shibut. So therefore, it's enough by the tefillin, at least going back to tefillin, it's enough that at the beginning of the, when he put on the tefillin, he had the proper kavana, and that kavana continues throughout the wearing of the tefillin as long as nothing gets in the way. But when a person puts himself into another frame of mind, into a completely different frame of mind, so therefore, nikra hesach hadas, that is an interruption to the kavana, the original kavana of shibud ha-mayach v'alev of tefillin. Ki have heipach shlilas ha-kavana alav, because now it uproots that original kavana. So as long as you're not uprooting the kavana that you had at the beginning continues throughout the wearing of the tefillin. But if you uproot that kavana by putting yourself in a frame of mind of schoik v'kalus reish, so it uproots it, mevatel pe'ulas shibud alev, and it does, it removes what was accomplished at that original initial kavana of shibud alev that you did at the beginning of putting it on, shayle be'es hanachasin, that you had when you put them on, v'oz nifseka sheichusei lemitzvus tefillin v'havas chadas, and therefore that disrupts your connection to the mitzvah of tefillin, which a part of it, an element of it, is the shibud alev ha-mayach, and now you've disconnected yourself from that original machshava, kavana, and therefore that's called a hesach hadas by tefillin. V'hine admur azokim mevi beis deis le'in hefsik ben birchas ha-teiru la'ascholos ha-limud. Going back to the learning of teiru. The Alter Rebbe brings two opinions in regards to what's called a hefsik, an interruption in regards to Birchas HaTorah, at the time when you're making the bracha and the learning of Torah. Yesh Oimrim, he says, some say she'ein tzarech lilmeid miyad achreha, that when you make the Birchas HaTorah in the morning, you don't have to immediately learn some pasuk psukim or mishnayos as we do. Ela afal pi shemafsik bein bracha lilimudai, even if you interrupt between the time that you make the bracha and when you start learning, dinik ilu hifsik beemtza lilimudai, it's no different than if you interrupted in the middle of learning, which of course nobody would say that you have to make a bracha again because you spoke in the middle of learning. You don't say that. So even if you didn't start learning, you made the bracha and then you were mafsik, and then you started learning, that you don't have to make the bracha again. And it's not to be compared to birchas hamitzvahs, where you're not allowed to make a hefsik between the bracha and the mitzvah that you're doing. Aval Talmud Torah, why is there a difference? Because by Talmud, by the study of Torah, shechayev lasik b'tamid, where you are obligated to be studying Torah continuously. Kishemafsik bein bracha lulimud, so therefore when you make the interruption between the bracha and when you actually start learning, loy chashiv hefsik, it's not considered an interruption. Because the obligation to learn is there in the whole time. So whether you fulfilled that obligation or you didn't, the state of having to learn happens now. But some say, they argue, and they say that you're not allowed to interrupt between the bracha and the actual learning, starting of learning. And one should consider that opinion, and therefore we say we do some learning immediately. And one could say, in order, we always try to diminish the machlaikas, a difference of opinion between two opinions, we try to diminish it. So therefore, in this case, da deya habeis loy pligia letzem asvara de mitzad shetalmud Torah chayiv lasik batamid, that the second opinion that says that it would be an interruption if you didn't start learning immediately is not that they argue on the point of whether there is an obligation always to learn. Yesh l'adam shaychus l'Torah gam mishal she'ena isik ba, that mitzad, the fact that you, a person, is always obligated to learn, therefore he has a constant connection to the study of Torah. That they also agree to. Even the second opinion that says that you shouldn't interrupt between the making of the bracha and the beginning of learning, they agree with this point, that a person is always connected to the study of Torah because he's always obligated. The only thing they're arguing is whether this is enough to say that there was no interruption between the beginning of the making of the bracha and the beginning of learning. But they too agree that because a person is always obligated to learn, therefore he's always connected to the mitzvah of limud Torah. And therefore, l'kul alma ein sarach das bepeil b'meshach hayayim. Therefore, everybody agrees that you don't need to be constantly focused during the day, so that it shouldn't be considered an interruption from the original bracha that you made. Does anybody say that you have to be constantly involved in limud Torah? No, there's no such opinion that you would have to make a bracha because you stopped learning. Because the fact that a person is, the obligation to study Torah is constant every moment of the day, therefore that connects the person to the mitzvah for which he made the bracha all the way at the beginning of the day. And therefore, even when a person goes into the bathroom or to a bathhouse, at which time he is prohibited from actually actively partaking in the study of Torah. Even so, since even at that time the obligation to learn Torah applies. And it's only the reason that he's not able to learn Torah now is because Ar Yehuda Reviale, a lotion that is brought in the Gemara, that it's like a lion is crouched there, not allowing him to do it. Meaning to say, there's an external reason why he is unable to do it. He has to be learning Torah all the time. The fact that he's in the bathroom is an external reason why he can't be doing it at this time. And therefore, maspika hadash yilmed achakach. Therefore, since even when he's in the bathroom, he is under the obligation to learn Torah, there's an external reason why he's unable to. But since he intends to go back to learning right after he leaves the bathroom, shalei yikara hefsik, and therefore that is enough of a frame of mind that connects him to the original bracha. Masha'en kin shinas kva. Whereas when a person takes an extended sleep, he goes to sleep for an extended time, oy misha'en darkei lilmaid, or he hasn't mentioned yet, but there's also a person that doesn't learn. He's not busy with learning at all, or only once in a while here and there. Shazeu hesach hadas gomer. In that case, that's called a full hesach hadas. Have a hefsik, and therefore that is an interruption. The tzarach lachzer levarach, and he has to make the bracha again, ledeya aleph, according to the first opinion, which looks to this issue whether it's considered a hefsik. So if you are in the frame of mind that you're going back to learn, even if right now you're not permitted to learn, it doesn't mean that you're disconnected from learning, because the obligation is there. But if a person is sleeping, takes a 3-hour, goes to sleep, kva, for a long time, his mind is no longer on it, therefore he's not able to be connected to that original bracha. And since according to the first opinion, the hefsik is important in regards to the original bracha, therefore he has to make the bracha again. Al pisa moving. So based on this, we can understand mashakaisav admor azakim the noshim mevorches birchas atayra, that the Alter Rebbe gives the reason that why women can make the bracha on birchas atayra. And he gives the reason, because they are obligated to learn Torah, their own mitzvahs, and how to do the mitzvahs and not to do violate the mitzvahs. Why? Because lulei bir zeh, without this explanation, hine af shahayamakam loymar shenoshim mevarchus birchas atayra kagdama l'demudam, even though it would have been reasonable to say that a woman should make a bracha before she begins to learn Torah, mitzadei alfusa d'shem Hashem ekra, because of what the Gemara says, that when you invoke Hashem's name through learning Torah, you have to first give thanks, make a bracha, or like similar to what we said before, that when you enjoy something, since you love the idea that the Eibishter gave us the Torah and we can learn Torah, therefore it's like making Birchus Hanenin. So it would be reasonable to say that a woman should make a bracha for that reason too. B'chol zeh hayetzarech liyaz hadin shetavarchena b'chol pam v'pam shemaschilas lilmeid. That would have left you with the situation that every time a woman sits down to learn again, she would have to make the bracha again, according to the first opinion. V'areizeh chidush, and this would be, of course, a great chidush, v'leishtamet tana b'shum mokem la'amrei, and there's no place that we've ever seen such an idea that a woman has to make a bracha every time she sits down to learn, because there would be no connection to, each bracha would be separate from the other one. And therefore the Alter Rebbe explains that a woman also has the obligation to learn Torah. The Kavanasi, his intention with this is to say that just like the men only have to make one bracha a day, as we said before, that the reason they only have to make one bracha every day is because since they have a constant obligation to be learning Torah, so the original bracha extends throughout the day for every time they sit down to learn. Of course, unless there was an absolute disconnect from the first bracha and the new sitting down to learn Torah, like by an extended sleep or whatever. So the Alter Rebbe wants to say the same applies for the women too. Since they also have an obligation to learn Torah, which is constant, because they have their mitzvahs, that because of these obligations to know that, to learn that Torah, their obligation to learn Torah extends the whole day. But therefore, they also have the general idea of learning Torah all day. And therefore, for women also, the Alter Rebbe wants to say, they only make a bracha once a day, just like the men only have to make a bracha once a day. However, lefi hadeya shekein nagu. But according to the second opinion that said, and in the end, the Alter Rebbe says that we taka do it according to the second opinion, which is that there is no need to have constant, that there shouldn't be a hesach hadas between the original bracha and the learning later in the day, because it's like birchas hashachar, you make it once a day and that's it. We don't care if there's a hefsek, and that's actually how we are minig. So according to that, mevarchem birchas hatorah pam achad b'yayim, lefishe birchas hatorah kibirchas hashachar shloi tikno yisrael lepam achad b'yayim. As I said, that birchas hatorah is like birchas hashachar, you only make it once a day. Hadr kushul leduchta. So then the question comes back: the loy hutzrach admor azaken loy isef tam brichas atayrim anashim. That since we paskin like the second opinion, in other words, that it's not important whether there is a hefsek or not. So why does the Alter Rebbe have to bring in this whole thing about the women being obligated to learn Torah? Vagam anashim bevarchas pam echad b'yayim, and that therefore the women should only have to make one bracha on the Torah all day, kibirchas Torah, kibirchas hashachar, because the real reason is, according to this opinion, like which we paskin, that the reason we don't make a second bracha during the day is because it's like birchas hashachar, and regardless of whether you have a chiyuv or not, you wouldn't have to make a second bracha anyway. So why does the Alter Rebbe have to bring it according to the second opinion? Aval ze'enay, but it's not so. Because what does the Alter Rebbe write about the Birchas HaShachar? Birchas HaShachar tiknu chachamim al seder ha'olam. The chachamim established the blessings that we make in the morning for the things that happen throughout the day. V'anagose ma'ashavri is noigim b'chol yoyim, and the what happens throughout the day, what people do all day, she'yavarchu l'kosh baruch hazer b'pam rishayna, that you're doing something throughout the day, So the Chachamim said, thank Hashem once in the morning for this that you're going to be doing throughout the day. Because they're enjoying this all day, like let's say Zaykif Kfufin. The fact that you get out of bed and you can stand upright and you're not bent over in pain or whatever, so you make a, even though you're doing this all day, so you make a bracha once for thanking Hashem for giving you this blessing. And so on with all the other brachas of Shachar. Mavur, and it's explained about this, the brachas of Shachar niskenu al mashabriyas noyigim b'chol yoyim or b'tmidiyas, that the brachas of Shachar are for those things which happen every day and constantly, ongoing, in an ongoing basis. Should take it the pamirishayna, that immediately as you do it the first time at the bitchilas hayayim, at the beginning of the day, yivarchu alana osam, you should make the bracha on this enjoyment that you have, kegayin b'chuschei kfufim, like I said, the bracha of allowing us to stand upright, shua inyan tmidish yeshan b'chol yayim, which is something that we do the whole day, umavarcham al zeh b'pamirishayna b'tchilas hayayim, we make that bracha once at the beginning of the day. But things that we enjoy but they're not constant and ongoing, for instance eating an apple, so it's not that you eat apples constantly, even though they will occur during the day once or more than once, the same would be true for learning Torah for women, had it not been for the fact that they are also obligated to learn Torah, so even though they would be learning Torah once, twice, a few times a day even, we don't make a bracha for that at Birchas HaShachar, so therefore there's no bracha at the beginning of the day, and then whenever you eat you're done, because that's not constant, that's not ongoing. So therefore each time you eat an apple you make a Bayer Priya Eitz. Each time you learn Torah you would have to make the Birchas HaTorah again, had it not been for the fact that you're constantly obligated to learn the Torah. So therefore even within the context of Birchas HaShachar a woman would have to make a bracha constantly each time she learns Torah, rather than once in the morning, had it not been for the fact that the Alter Rebbe pointed out that she is obligated to learn Torah throughout the day constantly. And therefore the Alter Rebbe has to be explained that women are obligated to learn Torah, their mitzvahs. And because of this there is a constant ongoing obligation to learn Torah. And therefore they are appropriately making a bracha at the beginning of the day, which will extend throughout the day because it's an ongoing constant thing.